This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 5:07. Well, yesterday it was national in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, and today Labor is in damage control over the way foreign campaign volunteers have been treated. The party's busy confirming foreign students brought to New Zealand for the campaign to change the government have been working legally. Some of those involved have complained about accommodation and conditions. Labor Party General Secretary Andrew Curtin is with me, and good evening.
Good evening.
So what's your next move on this? How are you going to sort this out?
I'm on the ground here in Auckland. I flew up on Monday night to take over this program of Matt McCartan's. What we're doing at the moment is we're ascertaining the details. We're figuring out the individual situation of all the volunteers. Great bunch of young people who came over here to campaign. And what we want to do is get them out campaigning, billeted around the country. Or if they prefer to go home, we're going to assist with that too.
You're trying to spin that Labor is stepping in here, that it's Matt McCartan's program. This is a Labor Party scheme, isn't it?
Look, it was supported by the Labor Party, and particularly the Labor Party in Auckland. Matt expanded the program to include sort of unions and student groups and that sort of thing. He wanted to help with enrollment and get out the vote. We were made aware of some problems with his program a few days ago. As soon as we were, we stepped in. Now we're taking it over and we're going to sort it out.
All right, so it is Labor's responsibility, right?
Well, it certainly is now that I'm here on the ground, and it's going to be our responsibility.
But it has been all the time, Andrew, hasn't it? It has been all the time. It's Labor's scheme.
It was a program that was established by Matt McCartan when he was part of Labor. That's true. He expanded that further with the support of the Auckland Labor Party. That's absolutely the case. When there were problems, which were revealed to us a few days ago, I came up from Wellington, and the head office team are now taking over the project, and we're going to see it through.
How embarrassing is this for the party? Because Labor's doggy deep in this, and the charges are you've exploited foreign students, and that the Labor campaign is a sweatshop.
Oh, look, I'm not even going to get into that, but I don't think that's the case at all. Look, my focus is on working with these great young people to get them campaigning across the country. A lot of them are doing great job and are really happy to be here. So that's my focus, and to also assist those that are coming to the end of their time here or want to go home to do so.
Are they on a work visa or visitor's visa?
My understanding is that they're on a working holiday visa, but that's one of the pieces of information we're literally right now just getting to the bottom of.
How would they qualify for a working holiday visa?
That's one of the issues that I'm getting to the bottom of. My understanding is that it's possible for them to do so.
Who got the visas for them?
That's one of the issues that I'm working through. I think this particular type is one that they can apply for themselves.
But you must know the details around this because they're unpaid workers.
Oh, look, the volunteer, they came over as volunteers. These sorts of international internship and volunteer programs are not uncommon, particularly in the United States, where a lot of the volunteers have come from. But at the end of the day, we're working with them to take it forward and sort it out and get to the bottom of it, and that's what I'm doing right now.
But the Labor's policy is to reduce the number of work visas for unskilled jobs, and now you've just brought 85 in.
No, there's no link there at all, Larry. This is an international volunteer program, and I don't even want to get into that as well. My focus right now is sorting out these students and sorting out this program.
But again, your policies are cutting foreign students and work visas, and you've got foreign students working for you. Whether they're unpaid or not, they've got accommodation. That's a benefit. So essentially, they're being paid.
Look, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm still working through all the details. And again, this type of program is not uncommon. It's a program that's been run in New Zealand before at significantly fewer numbers than what Matt's program was running. And that's why some of the issues that have arisen are around capacity and also Matt McCartan's capacity to run it. And that's why I've taken over.
You don't see the hypocrisy in all of this, Andrew?
Look, I'm not even focused on that, Larry, at all. My focus is here with the volunteers right now on the ground in Auckland, helping them out, making sure they can continue to do what they came over here to do, which is campaign. And if they'd like to return, we're going to help them out to do that.
But how did they end up in that crappy accommodation?
Oh, look, I don't accept that at all. It was Mariah-style accommodation. Yes, there were some issues with it due to the capacity, I think, mainly. And there were other issues with the management of it as well. I think it just became a bit too much, and that's what we're sorting through now.
Is there anything, are you confident there's nothing illegal about all of this?
Oh, look, I'm getting to the bottom of all of that now. We're just working on making sure that these volunteers can get out and campaign for Labor and for change of government.
Give us some context around this, though. Well, this is not going to help you, is it? I mean, you had National on the ropes yesterday, and now you're on the ropes.
Look, that's not really my focus about who's on the ropes and us versus them. I'm on the ground here trying to sort this out.
Thank you, Andrew Curtin, General Secretary of the Labor Party. It's 5:13.